This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Psalm 23 is a favorite Bible portion for many people. I love it. I've often preached from Psalm 23, especially during times of grief and loss. It presents hope and purpose in the face of challenges, difficulties, opposition, and the valley of death. I would like to spend some time with you in this brief psalm. Let me make some observations to start with. It has a starting point when someone becomes associated with the shepherd. It also has an ending point, the eternal destiny of the one who has a relationship with the shepherd. In between these two, you have the experiences that we confront in life. Another important observation is the emphasis on the activity of the shepherd. In verses 2 through 3, he is mentioned four times and his once. Then there is a change to a more personal you and your in verses 4 and 5. This emphasis on the shepherd is important because it makes it clear that the well-being of the sheep is totally dependent on the care and provision of the shepherd. The outcome of such a relationship is declared clearly in verse 1, I shall not be in want. And verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let me encourage you to read this psalm a few times before our next visit. I would also encourage you to go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and review these studies to better understand them and apply what you learn to your life. You also will find information on some books I've written that you can order online. That is, go to gettinggodsmessage.org.